everybody. This is a bonus episode.
Hello. Not really a bonus episode, an update episode.
Update.
Weekend update. So you may have listened to our episode from a couple of months ago about Carly and Candelice Pierce Stevenson. We said that the trial, well, the sentencing was ongoing for Daniel Holdem, and he's been sentenced.
Hooray!
As I said in that episode, a lot more information will come out about the crime, and it has indeed come out. All of it is so traumatic and life-ruining that I don't recommend you read.
I haven't touched it because it made me too sad.
I was like, I can't believe I have to read all of this stuff all over again. And it's so much worse than I imagined it. Daniel Holdem is the worst person that has ever walked this earth.
Correct.
I hope somebody kills him. So the good news, he was sentenced to 2 life sentences for the murders of Carly and Candelice. He will never see the light of day. He will be in prison for the rest of his life, which I hope is short and brutal. The bad news is, I'm not going to go into detail because, as I said, it's traumatic, but the motive behind the murders was something that came out in the sentencing. And basically, which is something that we talked about in the episode, that we were like, we don't really understand why this man committed these crimes. It doesn't really make sense. The motive apparently was for Daniel Holdem to get access to Candelice, who he had allegedly expressed a sexual interest in prior to the murders of Carly and Candelice. Yes.
She was 2, you motherfucker.
She was a tiny, tiny baby. He's the worst kind of person. He will never see the light of day again. He actually tried to withdraw his guilty plea, like at the 11th hour of the trial.
Bent.
He said something like, oh, I didn't really understand the nature of the case that was being brought against me. And the judge was like,
nah.
Is that because of your fucking tiny peanut brain? Like, no, I'm sorry. The judge was like, I don't believe that you didn't understand the case against you. Plea removal denied.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Forever.
Goodbye forever. In the, like, the pre-sentencing part of the trial, his barrister, a man named Greg Woods, was saying that, like, he said the phrase, Daniel, like, did terrible things, but terrible things were done to him, referring to his abusive childhood and stuff like that. And, I mean, no.
I mean,
cool story, bro. You still murdered 2 people.
A lot of people get abused.
Yeah.
And they don't kill anyone.
They don't kill a mother and her 2-year-old child. And also, this sentence from the judge made me laugh out loud. Holdem tried to apologize. He was like, oh, I'm really sorry for what I've done. Like, as a way to kind of hopefully get a lesser sentence. And the judge said, I'll have to think about whether I give that any weight at all. Why should I?
Suck a dick.
Why should you indeed? In the pre-sentencing phase, Carly's father-in-law read a victim impact statement. Part of that victim impact statement was speaking on behalf of Colleen, Carly's mum. Apparently her last words were, as she was dying from breast cancer, they were, is Carly and Candelice here yet? She never had any idea. She never lived to find out that her daughter and granddaughter had been dead for some time. She was still waiting for them to just walk in the door and be okay again. So she never got justice. She died not knowing what happened to Carly and Candelice, which makes me angry and upset beyond words. I wanted to read part of the victim impact statement that was read at the sentencing. It was read on behalf of Carly and Candelice's family by a victim advocate named Michael O'Connell. He said that no sentence will ever bring closure. He murdered a young mother and her child. He stole their whole lives from them and from us. We live daily without Carly and Candelice and will do so for the rest of our lives. His brutality will haunt us forever. Nothing done to him will bring Carly and Candelice back or repay the toll on us. Which I think that, you know, even though I take great pleasure in the fact that this man has been sentenced to life in prison, it will never take away the pain that the families felt. It will never take away the impact this case has had on us and on society as a whole. It will never bring back the lives of two people who are so loved and, you know, taken care of and, you know, that people prayed and wished and hoped were still alive. I'm glad that he'll never see the light of day again, but I wish more than anything else that none of this had ever happened in the first place. So there's a bit of closure on the case for us in a sort of, you know.
They got the bad guy.
They got the bad guy.
It never ends for the people who were left
behind.
But it never ends
for the people who are left behind. And we've really, really learned that doing this show. You know, our kind of casual interest in true crime has kind of developed very much into a passion for us about victims and the safety of women and the importance of remembering the people that were taken away from us and not glorifying or really giving any credence or attention to the people that take them away.
That's exactly right. And I've wanted to say that for a little while, that since doing this podcast, I have become painfully aware that the people that we are talking about are real people and the people that are left that have to fight every day through the feelings of knowing that the person that they love is never going to come back because someone decided that they had the right to take away their life.
That they're, especially in this case, that this man decided that his perversion was reason enough for him to take away the lives of two people. It's disgraceful.
It's honestly, there is no words for me to describe the hatred, the pain of sickness and of just that is within me about the fucking murder of a two-year-old child and her mother.
Guess what, there is no
reason in this world for you to kill anyone. There is none. Like,
unless somebody is like attacking you and like coming into your house and whatever. But like, there is no reason.
There is no reason to. No, there isn't. Oh God, I'm so cooked about this. I'm so cooked about everything.
Life is rough for us at the moment. Thank you for listening to
Carly and to Candelise's family. Our thoughts are with you, and our thoughts are with every person that has been impacted by this murder and by all the murders that we have covered.
Not to make this all about me, but I've been following this case since it kind of developed. And, you know, I've felt something very genuine. I felt relieved and so, like, just, you know, happy that this guy finally got sent to prison. Like, it's not a fun hobby for us to read about, you know, it's something very personal. And, you know, Carly and Candelise's family did also, you know, make the statement that women and children are protected now from this man. He can never hurt anybody ever again. No. So, you know, hopefully lives have been saved because this man has finally been put to justice after such a long time and such a gross, you know, facade that he invented of them still being alive. It's just, there's closure, but yeah, as we said, it never really ends for the people that were affected by it. So that's the update. That's what's happening. If you really like hate yourself and want to punish yourself, please read the news articles about the sentencing. It is incredibly traumatic. Prepare yourself. I do think it's important to know what happened to them. I don't really want to talk about it on air because I think it's a bit grotesque.
And out of respect to
absolutely out of respect for their families. It's not entertainment. I mean, it is entertainment. This is a podcast, but it's not entertainment. You know,
talking about that's not entertainment. I have no interest in doing that. No, thank you. No, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Facebook at Murder in the Land of Oz. You can send us an email at murderintheLandOfOz@gmail.com. We are on Patreon if you would like to, pledge?
Support.
If you would like to support us on our journey to making this podcast the leader of the world. You can find us on Instagram at Murder in the Land of Oz. Just get in touch. Let us know.
Let us know what you're feeling. We want to know.
Yeah, we want to know.
We have a lot of feelings.
We actually, just as we were recording this, got a message on our Facebook from someone.
I saw that. That was that loud ding.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. for our first episode for our Victorian season.
See you then, kids.
Okay.
Bye.
The world is a mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.